Good morning, Atlanta, and welcome home. This is Atlanta Home Radio, where our mission is to educate today's homeowner on everything from plumbing to property taxes, insulation to insurance, hardwoods to the hard questions. And joining me in the studio this morning, as always, is my good buddy, co-host, and producer of Atlanta Home Radio, Alan Dobrinsky. How's it going, Alan?
Hey, Stone. It's going good, except there's, if you can believe this, it's 1 week since we had our snow, and there's still ice on Georgia 400.
Well, and it's not snow anymore. It is pure ice.
And,
on my drive-in, I've got this one long road that is very hilly, and it was a little bit treacherous, and so I just got here on time, but the major roads are clear, so it wasn't too bad.
Yep, not too bad.
But it's been a while since you and I have done a show. So what have you been up to since I saw you? I mean, the last time I saw you, you were actually at my house for the Christmas storytelling, weren't you?
Yeah, that was great. Oh, I enjoyed that a lot. Stone's wife tells a story. She told two stories, and one of them was Polar Express. And I had my daughter, Hannah, and another girl, and it was just great.
Holly's got it going on. She can tell a story, can't she?
She's great.
We got to get her in the studio. She's never been to the studio before.
She could do it.
And God knows she doesn't listen live, I know.
No.
But we do have a very interesting guest that we've been looking forward to visiting with this morning. Who'd you bring with you this morning, man?
Today we've got Kevin Magyar with Superior Remodeling, and we got some interesting things to talk about remodeling your home.
Well, welcome to the show, Kevin. So give us a little bit of a feel, if you would, about Superior Remodeling, what you guys are out there doing for folks, and give us a little bit of a feel for what's going on in the remodeling world these days.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, let me first say thank you to you guys for having me out here this morning. I appreciate it. What Superior Remodeling really focuses on is making people's houses into the homes that they really want them to be. And how we do that is we install entry doors, new siding, composite material siding, and energy efficient replacement windows.
Now, see, I would have thought that at least over the last year or two, that remodeling business would be kind of slowed down a little bit because of all this you hear about the economy. Is that the case? Is remodeling on the upswing? Are people reinvesting in their homes? Or have they hit the brakes and you guys are really struggling out there?
Well, of course, with everything else, every other kind of industry in the country right now, it's slowed down a little bit. But the kind of interesting dynamic that's going on is a lot of people aren't buying nearly as many new houses, and they're taking the money that they have and reinvesting into their own home.
Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, I think. So what is the most interesting remodel you've done in the last year or so? Any particular cases come to mind?
As far as interesting,
a lot of basements or backyard kind of stuff, or
most of the stuff that we really focus on is not so much the a full kind of remodel, additions and decks and stuff like that. That is definitely a service that we provide, but we usually go through some of our partners and kind of give the work to them. What we really focus on again is windows and siding and doors.
So your major thrust is not the big cosmetic makeover, but the more foundational stuff that a home really needs.
Exactly.
So tell us about this $1,500 tax credit thing we've been hearing so much about.
Well, the tax credit just expired at the end of 2010.
Ouch. Did you know about that, Alan? Have you been telling your guys about that?
Yep, I did know about that.
Yeah, so that was a big catalyst, for this whole industry. A lot of people were excited about it. And, what we're dealing with now is some of the homeowners kind of trying to come to terms whether or not if it's still worth it to install, energy efficient products. And, the easiest answer across the board is absolutely. With new windows, especially also with doors, the savings you're going to get over the long term on your heating and cooling bills is going to add up, and the savings are there. The tax credit was in place for a reason, just kind of get the word out and get people excited about it, and it worked. Now that it's over, people still should absolutely invest in those energy efficient products. And it's not only going to save you money on your bills, it's going to make your house a lot more comfortable with the technologies now. The amount of heat and cold coming through the windows in the wintertime is going to go down dramatically, and in the summer as well. And it's also going to be a lot quieter with the thicker glass that we have. And I know you guys you know, I'm sure you have those rooms in your houses that haven't replaced the windows, and, you know, you sit next to a chair next to a window, and you can just feel the cold.
Oh, yeah. I got a cold house. My house is cold. I need new windows, but, you know, the real estate business has to improve before I can do that.
Well, you know, I was standing in front of my front door just yesterday because I was looking out, and the kids had one of those great big old, the kids across the street had one of those great big old remote controls, so I was watching them through the glass, but standing right in front of my front door when it was unlocked, it's a little bit looser in the gap. And I mean, that cold air was coming whistling through. When I locked it, it was a little bit better, but it still wasn't right.
That's another thing, you know, over time, you know, that's just going to happen with a wood door and a wood frame. The wood's going to settle. It's going to expand and contract through the different seasons. And, you know, eventually wood, you know, doesn't hold up forever. Even if you maintain it very well, over time, it's just going to break down. So, you know, you can fix that with weather stripping, or you can, you know, get a whole new door system.
Now, Alan, do you lean on folks like this as you're buying and selling homes, or do you use their expertise so that you can accurately assess, look, if you buy this house, you're into another $1,500, $2,500 to get things like they ought to be? How do you interact with remodelers, or do your paths cross in the buying and selling of homes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm actually a real estate broker, and when I have a client who buys a house, they do rehabs. They're needing to fix up the houses. Usually the first question they ask me is, what kind of windows are in this house? And not everybody knows what a single-pane window is or
they say glass, right?
and so, you know, when I say, well, these are double-insulated glass, you know, windows, or these are single-pane windows, you know, they always say, hey, how do you know that? and of course,
because my buddy Kevin told me about it.
Right, and a good deal of the windows in these houses, even if they have double-pane windows, the seals are usually compromised, and there's an insulating gas inside a double-pane window that's supposed to insulate.
Right.
And when they're fogged, what's happened is the gas has escaped, and moisture's come in, and they don't insulate anymore. Now they transmit the cold air or the hot, you know, to
right.
from the house.
So what's the smart way to go about this thing, Kevin? Do I respond to the ad on the 4 o'clock movie and buy all the windows at the great price and that kind of stuff, have them sitting in the garage, then call you? Or do I call you and get some counsel on the windows? Or do you take everything from soup to nuts? What's the best way for someone like me who is completely ignorant of all of that stuff? What's the best path?
Well, the best path for someone who's just kind of getting interested in replacing some windows and doing an information search, you know, I would go to the internet, type in, you know, your city and just replacement windows. Try and find some companies that come up. Another good way you can do that is go to the Better Business Bureau and find some companies in there with A or A plus ratings. That's a good place to start. And then what you really want to look for in a company is, you know, the full service aspect. Superior, for example, you know, we'll come out, we'll meet with the homeowner, you know, talk to them, ask them a bunch of questions, try and figure out exactly what, you know, what they're going for. And then after, you know, we get kind of down to their basic needs and what they want, then we provide a solution as far as windows or doors are concerned. And, you know, then we'll put in the order and we'll install the windows ourselves.
So to a large degree, you guys at Superior Remodeling, you're window brand agnostic as long as it's the right quality and it meets the need that you're trying to fill for your homeowner, or do you only work with a brand or two, or just depends?
We work with two different window companies, for the main reasons being that, you know, we've researched all the different windows out there and, you know, price points and warranties and customer reviews, contractor.
You don't want
reviews.
Me calling you back in 6 months with bad windows, right? So you're going
Absolutely.
To work with top quality stuff.
Yeah. You know, we choose the products we work with. We choose installers that we work with for certain reasons, and you know, that's why we, you know, have those products in our lines.
So as a real estate guy, Alan, does it make sense to invest in the kinds of things that Superior Remodeling does before you put your home on the market, or does it just depend? Or is it better for the prospective buyer to walk in and sort of take on that mindset of, you know, all this needs is a turn of a screw and a little work here and a little work there? Or is it a judgment call and you have to just judge everyone case by case?
Well, when I'm listing a house, I always like to hear, oh, we've replaced all the windows, because anytime
you want to hear that,
anytime I can get a feature that I can market, that new windows is a great feature, and energy efficient windows is an excellent feature to have in a house. And when you're selling it, it adds value to the house, and it also keeps the house more comfortable.
But now, you're not the only game in town. It's got to be an incredibly crowded, very competitive marketplace. How do you distinguish yourself from the others in the marketplace? What sets you guys apart?
Well, we are a family-owned and operated company. My father is the owner. My father's the owner. My mother is the co-owner.
Well, if he makes it through this cold, then it comes to you, right? Dad was going to be in the studio with us this morning, am I right?
I was hoping. The guy's not feeling well.
Yeah, he's got
a little bit under the weather.
And what's his name?
Bill.
Bill, if you're listening, we want you to get well, buddy, and you can come in the studio whenever you feel better. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what I was saying, you know, Superior is a family-owned and operated company. You know, our whole premise when we do business, when we go out to meet with prospects and customers is, you know, revolves around the golden rule. A lot of the companies out there, you know, have the high-pressure sales tactics and, you know, 3 or 4 hour presentations and things like that. And, you know, we've all been through it ourselves on the other side, and nobody likes to sit through those kinds of presentations.
I'm thinking about when they throw the dirt on the carpet and they vacuum it up and they say to vacuum cleaner. That's the picture in my head when he's talking.
Yeah. So there's similar tactics. A lot of people that have been through this process know about the light show. What the light show is, a window salesman will come in there, and they'll have different pieces of glass, and you know the windows we install, one of the energy efficient aspects of the window is the coatings that come on the glass.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy will come in there, he'll have a light, he'll put it on the table, and then on the other end of the table have a light meter or a heat meter to see how much heat is transmitting from the light to the meter. And then he'll put the different pieces of glass in between the light and the meter. So, you know, he starts off with the clear glass, and obviously, you know, it's about 90% light getting through.
Coming right on through.
Then he goes to, you know, the competitor's glass. It's, you know, maybe down to 50%. And then he shows, now here's our glass, sets it on the table, and, you know, down to 5-10%. And that's something that, you know, customers have talked about with me before.
That's actually one of the reasons why I called Superior, you know, as opposed to some of the other window companies. I've had several window company quotes, and I'm a real estate broker. I've actually been a home remodeler myself. I've done some rehabs, and I've done some work. And they all want to give me this 1 to 1.5 hour presentation. And I say to them, I said, look, I'm in the trade. I'm familiar with the trade. I really just need you to come measure my windows and give me a quote.
Right.
And you know what they say? We don't do that. And I'm like, you won't come here and give me a quote. I'm interested in buying windows. And they said, no, you have to listen to the presentation.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, well, then we won't do business.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we, you know, being familiar with that whole thing, we, you know, like I said, just go in there and, you know, try and talk to them and, you know, get to know them like we would expect to be treated and how we would like to be, you know, considering our knowledge of, you know, how everything works out.
So let's say that I made the decision today that I want to have windows. How long does that take? Is that something you can knock out in a day? I mean, we had our roof redone like 5 or 6 years ago. My wife has a real job, makes a ton of money. I don't worry about money. And we used her bonus to put a new roof, you know, that overlapping architectural thing. I mean, a crew showed up at like 6:30 in the morning. They were out of there at 3:30. It was just a one-day deal.
Mm-hmm.
The windows
mm-hmm.
thing, is that a one-day deal too, or does it take a week or two? How long does it take?
It really depends on, you know, on the specific project. Every house is going to be a little bit different. On average, start to finish, once you sign the contract, it takes about 3 weeks for the windows to get installed. And how the whole process works is, let's say we agreed on some terms today. I got your signature. I would release the job to our installation department, and then they would call you to set up a time to come out and do a final measurement. When I go out there to meet with the customers, I do a measurement for the pricing, and then we send the installer, the master installer who coordinates all the projects, to do a final measurement for installation. It's kind of a way that we measure twice and cut once.
I like it.
Yeah. And so once we get the final measurement in, we submit the order every Thursday. And it usually takes about 2 weeks for the windows to get manufactured. So then once the windows come back in, we'll call you again, set up a time that works for you guys to do the installation, and we do about 10 to 12 windows per day.
And now for the Glengarry Glen Ross segment of the program, I want to talk about Siding. I mean, what, no, there was, that wasn't the right movie. What was the movie that was what, that had the guy selling siding?
Those were car salesmen, weren't they?
No, they were selling real estate. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Tin Man.
But you know, when we bought our home, we moved back to Atlanta. I had to actually sign a thing that said, "Yes, I know our siding sucks, and I won't sue." That was like part of the paperwork.
When you got the house.
When I got the house, because there was some problem with the siding, and I had to sign off, yeah, we know that this siding is no good. Now, since then, we have replaced some of it, the siding right behind our chimney. Mm-hmm. And what we went back with was...
Hardy plank.
Yeah, that's exactly... And, you know, the guy was very articulate, you know, the bugs don't eat it, and, you know, it'll do your taxes for you and everything. It was the greatest thing that you'd ever see. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about siding. How does a person know if they didn't have to sign something like I did? How do they know that they even need siding? Because it's more than, oh, I'm just tired of that color, because you can just paint over if it's good stuff. Yeah. How do you know if you need it? And what's the smart way to go about considering an investment in siding or re-siding your home?
Well, you know, a lot of the homes that have siding and have siding issues and need to have siding are, you know, going to be a wood type siding. Might be cedar or shake or any kind of, you know, wood product. And just like any other part of your house on the exterior, you know, whether it be the trim or the doors, you know, you see any kind of rotted wood there.
Well, here in Atlanta with all the snow and ice we get every year, you know, what else do you expect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, rotted wood, you know, those siding planks are really long, so they can start warping a little bit. You know, if the caulking starts to come off and, you know, more than, you know, the amount of places that it should, of course, caulking's just, you know, going to break down over time. But, you know, that's another indicator.
And so your guy comes out, or you come out, and mm-hmm. you take a look at it. And, again, you're measuring, and do you have, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 different kinds of products? Or have you guys sort of landed on one or two products depending on the situation that you recommend, you're comfortable with, and you size up a house and that kind of thing?
Well, like the siding that you started replacing with, James Hardy is one of the biggest names in the siding industry, so a lot of people already have that in mind before we even get out there, so that's, you know, the number one product that we do sell. We offer some different types of James Hardy. There's different finishes and different looks, and now they're actually offering this James Hardy product that is called Color Plus. And what that is siding that comes with the color actually baked on to the siding. Not painted on, it's actually baked on.
So that's more better.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. You don't have to paint it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like the sound of that. Because I'm not going to paint it, but I'm going to have to write a check if I don't paint it.
Well, that's one of the things that people don't always think about, you know, whether it's either getting new siding or new windows, you know, the costs over time to maintain them.
Sure.
And with, you know, a replacement window made out of vinyl, it never has to be painted. It's never going to fade, chip, peel, or crack. It comes in a variety of different exterior finishes and interior finishes. The same thing goes for siding with that Color Plus. If you, you know, get that, you just need to make sure that, you know, when you get it installed, you know, you have that one price on the contract there. Probably going to include painting, but, you know, you have to think about the long term.
Right.
Over time, you're going to have to paint it again and again. So if you get, you know, the James Hardy Color Plus with the paint already on there, it's not something you're going to have to worry about. It might cost you a little bit more up front.
It's going to be a little bit more up front. Well, I'm going to pull a Connie Chung on him, just between me and you. Just pretend all those listeners aren't out there.
Yeah.
But is there some wisdom in going to the Home Depot and getting your stuff and having it sitting in the garage and then having you guys come out? Or is it just as smart and maybe a little better advice to let you guys handle it and do the measuring right, get the amounts right? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean the Home Depot, you know, you go out there, I wouldn't recommend it.
He's trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah, just, you know, the price, we're probably going to get everything cheaper as a whole. You know, you might not always take into account everything that you're going to need. You know,
right.
Just the siding is only part of the job. You need the corners. You need to get the right kind of nails that aren't going to rust through the paint, you know, different kinds of caulk that we use. And, you know, then there's the house wrap as well.
So even if you do end up paying a little bit more, you guys that know what you're doing. You're going to get it. You're hauling it. You're getting the right stuff. You're probably buying the right amount. Mm-hmm. My wife, Holly, who we were talking about earlier, you know, her father used to always say, buy the best and cry once. So
right.
I'm thinking on the siding thing, this James Hardy thing is pretty much the best
yeah.
for most situations.
Well, that baked on finish is, if you think about that, when you put up a siding on your house and you hire a painter,
right,
that painter is misting it on with a spray mist mixed with water.
Right.
And even if he puts on two coats, there's no way that that paint is going to last as long as a baked on finish, which is probably way better than
right.
buying it unfinished and painting it. Though the material itself isn't going to rot, but the paint can peel off.
Sure.
Another good point kind of on that topic there is with the painting, the siding comes with specific instructions on how to paint it. And I'm not sure if, you know, the listener is going to be able to understand this, what I'm trying to explain. But what the instructions tell you when you're using that mister, that spray mister, you need to keep the face of that mister at 90 degrees up against the wall the entire time to give an even finish. So I'm sure, as you can imagine, there's going to be a guy up there on the ladder leaning over as far as he can. His wrist is going to come
sure.
out.
Sure.
And then
right.
doing the same thing back to the other side.
Right.
So there's going to be, you know, inequalities and, you know, uneven paint.
So baked on really is the way to go, even
yeah.
if it does cost a little bit more up front.
It's going to look great. It's going to last a very long time. And it's, you know, it will fade, of course, over time, but it's going to fade evenly. But
does that shake product come in the baked on?
I believe they have the shake in there. I would
you
have
know
to
what a shake is, Stone?
Not outside of McDonald's or the Varsity. What are y'all talking about?
It's a really neat looking siding. If you look at a little cottage with, I don't know what they call that, a scalloped.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
looks like fish scales.
Okay.
It's a scalloped edge, and they're about, I don't know, six or 8 inches wide.
No, we have that on the cottage up in Mount Gretna, but it's made out of like roofing material. It's not.
Right. Well, now
but
you
from
can
like
actually,
1904.
Yeah, it looks like shingles.
Yeah.
The way that it's installed, but
okay.
it's definitely, you know, you don't want any kind of asphalt with gravel on there.
It makes it, you know, plain old siding. It just you know, lines.
Right.
It's kind of boring on the front of a house. On the sides,
right.
we don't care. But on the front of a house, just siding on the front looks right. a little boring.
Well, let me tell you what these Yahoos did in my neighborhood.
What they do?
The front is brick, and the sides are brick about halfway up, and then the back is siding, and it's siding like. It's just goofy. Why didn't they go ahead and make a brick house?
Well, bricking is very expensive. I mean, it's just crazy expensive, right?
Right.
Relative
mm-hmm.
to siding. There is actually a new product, and they actually have a screw-on brick. That's new. It came out of Canada. It's not common here yet, but it is there.
We'll have Kevin and
that's
his father come back on and talk to us about the screw-on brick. So, I don't think I'm necessarily atypical. You know, my home's what, 20, 25 years old. I got a lot of stuff going on. My deck is condemned. I need a new deck. I got the siding that I signed paper on and said I knew that wasn't worth a damn. I got windows that are letting in all kind of cold air. Where do you start? I mean, I got like a $300,000, $350,000 house, another $100,000 and a quarter, and I had a really nice place. But I mean, where do you start? I sort of talked myself into roof first,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that was the right call or not.
Yeah, yeah, you want to, you know, protect everything. You know, if you have a bad roof,
right.
everything else goes.
So where do you go from here between windows and siding? I guess that probably trumps deck. I don't know, but
yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the questions, you know, one of the few questions I would ask you when we sat down to talk about it, is, you know, what you really want, what you're trying to accomplish. And you know, if you really just want to change the look of your house and increase, you know, the street appeal, the curb appeal, I would say, you know, do the siding first.
Well, I'm thinking a brand new deck monetarily is probably equal to a free appearance on the Atlanta Home Radio. What do you think?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
That sound about equal to you, Alan?
Yeah. Now there is an order of operations, because my next question has to do with that. I was looking at the back of my house. Now I have a three-story deck.
It's a
two-story.
You see how the other half lives now, right?
It's a two-story deck.
Big shot.
And it just has a shed underneath. Okay, so it has a, you know, three, but two stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's kind
Go
of
Go ahead,
a,
Donald. Tell us about it.
But anyway, I was looking at the siding, and I have that bad siding that's been recalled, you know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I have it. I have it on my house. And I'm just thinking, because my deck is bolted to the house. Now, I installed flashing myself so that, you know, the siding.
Oh, that's reassuring. Will.
But I'm thinking,
all right. You see our guest rolling his eyes when you said that?
Let's say I want to replace the siding on the back of my house. What are you guys going to do with the deck? I mean, how are you going to take the deck off the house in order to get the siding that's underneath?
They're
that?
Not. They're going to sell you a deck, too. Don't you guys do decks?
Package deal.
Exactly.
So you got to do the siding before you do the deck, or you do them both at once, because in order to do the siding, you've got to take the deck back.
And then your windows look like hell after you've done that. You got to have windows.
So how do you get that deck away?
That would be a great question to ask my installer. I can't tell you that.
Well, I'm curious. I'm going to have to call you, because that was one of the questions that I just wondered. If you're doing the siding on my house, do you have to take my deck away from the house? You got to do something, because it's bolted mm-hmm. right through the siding.
Mine too. It's a good question. But you know what I like? He doesn't try to fudge his way through the answer. The guy doesn't know. He's going to ask his professional installer.
Right.
I think that's great. Superior Remodeling does do decks. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I got my go-to deck guy then.
All right.
You got windows, decks, and you already did your roof.
So what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you if they want to learn more about decks, siding, windows, have a conversation with you, have you guys come out and take a look?
All that can be accomplished on our website. We have all the information on there about what we do, the products we use, a bunch of reviews that you can read. We actually have a map on there. You can see the different houses that we've worked on that are near you. And you can get our phone number off there, give us a call, or send us an email. We have a nice little quoting form on there. And that website is www.callsuperior.com.
I like that. Call Superior. So it's actually like a call to action in the website.
Yeah.
That is right. Cool. So if you don't mind, can we switch gears a little bit before we close this thing out?
Yeah, sure.
I'm kind of interested. I mean, it's probably a non-issue now. You've been on Atlanta Home Radio, so it's, you know, you've hit the big time. The phone's going to ring off the hook. But how does a little company like yours, how do you go to market? How do you get the word out? And what do you do in your day-to-day customer interactions to ensure that you're getting referrals? And you mentioned that you've got reviews. Are you the marketing guy? Are you the one that's got all that orchestrated, or did Dad pull all that off?
We all pitch in a little bit, but since I started on about a year ago, I've really taken over a lot of the marketing. And you know, like you said, referrals is definitely one of the best ways for us to get the word out. You know, how we get those is, you know, just doing a great job and really finding out what the customer needs and wants, and you know, delivering it to them as best we can. And you know, one thing that we do is we'll never leave a job until they're completely satisfied. We won't get paid. We won't take final payment until, you know, they tell us, yes, Kevin, thank you for everything. It's perfect. here you go.
I think that's great, and I think it's refreshing. Now, do you just come right out and say at some point when you feel like everything's copacetic? Do you say, you know, thank you so much for the compliments. I'm glad that you're delighted with your windows, and I could live on that and bread and water for a month, but would you be willing to put that in writing, or would you be willing to do a review? Do you actually ask them for a referral or a testimonial? I mean, is that good, solid marketing practice in your world?
Yeah. I will ask them to put a review on Kudzu, you know, only if I feel like they would be comfortable. And, you know, I definitely ask them. I don't just send it to them. I say, you know, when I go to pick up, you know, the final payment and, you know, take our after pictures and, you know, kind of close everything out, I say, you know, would you mind if I sent you a rate and review request to either put on Kudzu, or, you know, would you, you know, mind if, you know, your friends ever ask about, you know, windows or anything like that, just let them know who, you know, who we are and, you know, how we did.
Right. At callsuperior.com.
Callsuperior.com.
I love that URL. I mean, you put some real thought into that, I think, or did you just trip over it?
we put some time into it.
I like absolutely. It. So you guys, you don't do roofing, but you probably have a go-to roofing guy.
Well,
right?
as far as roofing goes, we used to be into roofing a whole lot, but the leads kind of started slowing down a little bit for us, and you know, we kind of took a step back and looked at our company and looked at, you know, what we were really, really good at, what we felt we were doing the best, and, you know, that's kind of how we drilled down to the, you know, window siding and entry doors. And so if you know, we're working on a siding project or a window project and a customer needs a roof or a deck or something like that, you know, we'll be more than happy to do it, but it's not something we're actively seeking.
Right. And there are some things that maybe you don't. Where I'm headed with this is I'm getting the idea that your philosophy, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do what you do, and you do it well. And maybe there's a second tier of services that you're capable of doing and doing well, but you might not overtly or aggressively market toward those services. But I get the idea that there's probably this whole other band of services that maybe you don't do it, but you've got a go-to guy. You've got the this is, you know, Jerry's the one you want to talk to about that, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, do you have like your own little, you know, home improvement mafia to refer people
little
to?
Gang, yeah. Yeah, we definitely have some preferred, you know, preferred partners that we will,
right,
you know, hand off a project to if it's something that, not that we can't handle, but it's just something that, you know, we feel comfortable, you know, handing off to one of our partners.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for whatever my opinion is worth, and I do hang out with a lot of sales and marketing type folks, I think that's a smart way to go. I think that's a cool way to
appreciate
go.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So did you learn anything in this segment, Alan?
I did. I always do. I love having them on.
Yeah, fun stuff. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you'll come back on. Bring Dad. Bring the whole marketing team.
Next time.
Bring your mafia if you want. We'll do like a round table, home improvement round table. And when things thaw out a little bit, I'm thinking Holly and I might have you come out to the house and measure us up for windows, or tell us what to do about the siding.
It would be my pleasure.
Well, it has been an absolute delight. Until next time, we'll see you back on Atlanta Home Radio.
All right, bye.